Welcome to Generation Now, the show by and for millennials and Gen Z. I'm your host, Troy McDonald. Now, I'm recording from home. This is the first show I've ever taped from home, and that's because of the COVID-19 crisis, which has just ravaged millions of people across the globe. It's also fundamentally reshaped how education works in our community. Today, we are going to hear from three students, Bailey Laird, a freshman at UW Oshkosh, Lizzie Barber, a freshman at UW Stout, and Vanessa Bush, a senior at Indian Trail High School in Kenosha. Their stories are heartbreaking, awe-inspiring, and moving, and I wanted to share them with you. I also want to thank WGTD's own Natalie Lothar for helping organize these interviews and playing an integral part in this. So thank you to Natalie. Also, as a side note, the interview quality is not the best. It's a double phone line conversation, so you'll be kind of peeking into the phone call. But we're working out the kinks, and we'll get better as we move along. First up, let's hear from Vanessa Bush, a senior at Indian Trail High School.
Let's start from the beginning. You first hear that the school is closing down, that COVID-19 has just become a real thing. What was your initial response?
This is crazy. Like, how does this happen? I mean, the first thing that I initially thought was, I feel like I was ahead of the game. People weren't taking it, like, seriously enough, and I honestly stayed home before they actually shut down.
Wow. So how long were you out before the official edict came down?
I mean, it was actually only a day, because I was kind of like, I don't know. I feel like I was more prepared in that sense. I just had a feeling that it was going to happen pretty soon, and so, I don't know.
Right. So you were already aware, like, hey, this is going to get real very quickly, and you felt that that was coming.
Yeah, and people were like making fun of me for it. Like, they were kind of like laughing, like, you do know it's like just like the flu, right? And I'm like, no, I don't really think so. I think this is different than that. And I don't know, as you can see now, I don't think it's like the flu.
What are your friends saying now?
I mean, everybody else is pretty scared. I actually have a friend in New York who has it, and he said that his case is considered mild, but, like, he said that it's still, like, horrible.
How old is your friend?
He is 19.
Wow.
Yeah.
And how does he believe he contacted it? Just out and about, or was he shocked when he got the diagnosis?
I think yeah, just from being out and about, because as far as I know, New York City is like the epicenter for this outbreak, so it doesn't surprise me, because they have like a lot of cases over there.
Let's talk about your current schooling. There's a lot of talk right now that some of the coursework that you're doing online is ungraded. What is the incentive to do that work if it is ungraded?
I mean, honestly, looking at it from like a scholar perspective, it's beneficial so that you don't get behind in your work. Like, I understand that. I understand the perspective of you keep doing that work so that you keep your mind fresh, kind of like a machine. You oil it up, you know, so that the cogs, they don't get all tarred up and gunked up, they keep moving. But, like, if you want to be realistic, nobody's going to do it. Nobody's going to do it because it's not graded. And I know that that's sad to hear. I mean, some people might look at it, but I have a pretty strong feeling that not a lot of kids are going to do it, especially freshmen, because they don't understand yet. Like, it's important.
So you're obviously a senior. I'm sure you've already applied to colleges. You might even have filled your FAFSA out and have a financial aid package already determined. Have you mm-hmm. received any word from the district, from your teachers, about what they're going to do? I mean, as far as completing your senior year, let alone graduate.
Yes. They sent out a survey about what we thought we should do about, like, going to prom and how graduation should go, like, how long should we postpone it and stuff like that, or if we should just cancel it all together. And, I mean, I wouldn't mind if they postponed it to late June or something like that. But it's just sad that they have to do that in the first place, you know? I hope to God that it doesn't last that long.
So I should have asked this before, and I apologize. So tell me what it looks like when you log in. Are you using Zoom? Are you using Skype for any meetings? Or is it just, here's basically a packet, get to work? What does that look like for someone who is not in KUSD, not in high school? Tell me what your typical day is like.
It's not like what the colleges are doing with Skype and stuff like that. It's not like sessions or anything like that. They post assignments on Google Classroom, and you're supposed to look at it and kind of like figure out what you're supposed to do. And if you have any questions, then you can email your teacher. Personally, I feel like that makes it really, really hard. Like I said, especially for the freshmen or like kids in general who just don't want to do it, you know, like over TikTok and over anything else that's entertaining. I feel like that sort of system makes it even less desirable to do.
So what you're saying is it's literally logging into Google Classroom. There's a list of assignments, and if you have questions, send an email.
Basically, yeah.
Wow. So let's talk about the mental health aspect of this.
Because I do think about it, and, like, it is really scary, but, like, in some aspect, I try to, like, calm myself down, you know, like, from those people saying, oh, it's just like the flu. I mean, but then again, I feel like we cling on to that, like, because we're trying to look for comfort, because it really doesn't make sense, because it's so new, and it's just like we're trying to look for some sort of familiarity, and I am too. Like, I'm just trying to make it seem like it's not as bad as what it is, you know? Like, I need to face the music, because it's bad. It's bad, and I'm, like, going stir crazy, to be honest, from being in my house a lot.
I was just going to ask, how are you keeping in contact with your friends? I mean, there's no, of course, you can play games online if you're a gamer. But, I mean, there's no hangout spots. You can't go to the mall. You can't do anything, movies, nothing. Are you just doing FaceTime conversations? I mean, how are you keeping in touch?
FaceTime, usually a lot of FaceTime, a lot of Snapchat. Snapchat is, like, the go-to thing for me. Some people I communicate with through, like, iMessage, like, just regular messages. My friend in New York, I communicate with him through Facebook. We actually did meet on Xbox. You were talking about gaming and stuff like that. But I don't know if he's been on or not, because he's really sick.
A lot of the service workers, grocery store workers, things like that, a lot of those people are young people who are working part-time and going to school. Do you have friends who are working because they're essential workers and have to go out?
You know, I actually did work at Piggly Wiggly, like, during this, and I actually quit, like, pretty close to everybody freaking out. So my friend that I made at Piggly Wiggly, I know that she's still there and still going through it and whatever else. And I actually am employed now at Jimmy John's, but I haven't been able to get onto the schedule because of COVID.
What about your parents? I mean, I don't know if you're a sibling, if you have brothers or sisters, but what have they said? Are they still going out to work? Are they working from home? How is it like being under the roof with, if you have siblings and your parents, and kind of managing that?
So my mother works at Menards. My mom works at Menards. And so she does still have to go to work. And I'm grateful, and then again, I'm not grateful, because I mean, it's good that she's still bringing in some sort of income, because both my dad and I have basically, I mean, we're still employed, but we've basically been out of work. And so that's been really, really like tough. Like, I need to pay things and I can't because I'm not working. But my mom, she's not all that worried about it, but my dad is like really like, he's like aware that this.
Well, Vanessa, I cannot thank you enough.
Shout out to Vanessa for sharing her story. Thank you so much, Vanessa. Next, let's welcome Lizzie Barber, a freshman at UW Stout, to Generation Now.
So talk about kind of how everything kind of crashed for you, like when you first realized, hey, this is going to be a real big deal, COVID-19.
Well, I would say that it was the week that was right before our spring break. And earlier in the week, we had heard about cancelings around UW-Madison and a couple other UW schools. And we were getting emails from our chancellors saying that they were looking into it and possibly extending the spring break. And I was kind of excited about it because, I mean, I'm quite far from home, so I was excited to be able to be home with my family for a little bit while longer. And I wasn't thinking about the possibility of quarantine for the rest of the semester. And so I wasn't really thinking about online school and how that was going to work or the transition for that. It was more of me just worrying about maybe my speech class being a little bit off track, which is definitely a tough thing when you're doing speech in person and then switching to online. But since most of my classes were very easy to transition online, I didn't really think I'd have much trouble.
What has been the reaction, of course, from you, but from your friends as they're dealing with this?
A lot of people were surprised, but also not surprised. A lot of us were last year saying, oh, it's 2020, and there's been some sort of horrible pandemic or epidemic that has happened in history. And so we were kind of expecting something to go wrong just by the history of having a decade with a 20 in it. So we were just kind of expecting that and kind of preparing for something bad to go down. But other than that, I don't think a lot of us were expecting it to be this bad where we were quarantined.
As we know, Gen Z has a higher proportion of those who say they're depressed. This doesn't help matters.
Yeah, I personally struggle with depression and anxiety. So for me, being home in my house alone and not being able to see my friends or have friends over has really taken a toll on my own mental health and how that has affected my schooling in some ways. We have definitely had a lot of issues with the mental health portion of the transition just because we can't go out and see people and you're limiting social contact, which is one of the many ways that a lot of people who suffer with depression and anxiety help relieve that stress.
talk about kind of the rush to move if you had to do so.
Yeah, so I do live in Kenosha, and I had to move back home. When the dorms told us we needed to pack up and get out, we had approximately a week to remove our stuff. And so with both of my parents working, it was they had to take off a day because we didn't want to go on the weekend where almost everybody was going to be there. And we ended up moving out 2 days after the email was sent to me.
Do you find it hard staying focused on a task? I mean, Gen Z, and I'm a millennial myself, I mean, we're known to kind of be, you know, almost gnats when it comes to attention, right? I mean, just everything catches our attention. We're not able to stay focused. Has it been hard with maybe, hey, a cool TikTok or an Instagram or a YouTube video? Is it hard staying focused on your coursework?
Definitely. With the way that social media is nowadays and how younger generations are influenced by it and are on it a lot, including myself, it's definitely hard to try to keep my focus on my laptop and the work that I'm doing because I'm doing it on my own and I don't have someone to say, pay attention. So it's definitely been a learning curve to try to keep my phone away from me while I'm doing those things. Otherwise, I'm very tempted when I get a notification to look at it right away, and then I'm on my phone for an hour when I was supposed to be doing schoolwork. So it's definitely harder to try to keep my attention on the homework at hand instead of my phone.
Are you working part-time to supplement your income? If not, how has that hurt or potentially hurt your generation?
I personally do not have a job right now, but my sisters do. They both work at a grocery store, and one of them actually works at a hospital. So we kind of just see that as they're essential workers and they need to be at their jobs. But a couple of my friends actually do work at movie theaters and restaurants. So them being out that job is very detrimental to their financials.
So you said you have family who works, two sisters who work at a grocery store and a hospital. Two of the most, I mean, some would say ground zero for, I mean, especially at grocery stores, people acting a fool, right? And hoarding toilet paper, being rude to people, and then hospitals dealing with the after effects. What have those conversations been like with your family members who are really in harm's way?
Well, since both of them work at the grocery store, I've heard a lot of complaints about hygiene and cleaning the carts and making sure that the store is clean, but also the fact that the lines were insanely long when this all started because people were trying to buy so much stuff. And the sister that works at the hospital, her hours have been lowered to reduce the risk of her getting infected or any of the other coworkers getting infected. But since she's balancing these two jobs, it's been a little bit easier for her to get from one job to another. But she does have her specific things to pay, and she hasn't been voicing a struggle. But I know that it's hard for her to try to balance those two jobs and try to get enough money to sustain herself and her boyfriend.
And how old is your sister?
The oldest is 24 and the middle one is 21.
And so the 24 is the one with both, one with the job at a grocery store and at a hospital?
Yes.
Wow. And she's taking care of her boyfriend as well. Wow.
Yeah.
That's intense. I mean, the stress of just one of those jobs alone in this time would be enough to damn near break someone. But to be dealing with both realities is just... Wow, unreal. Are people taking it seriously? Do you still see people going out, posting on Snapchat or Instagram, whatever, that they're still going out and they're defying these orders?
I know somebody who went on a road trip, and it's not something that should be done right now. And I definitely did not expect people that I knew to go out and do these things.
So if you could say anything to members of your generation that you've seen online, or maybe even to older generations, but what's the big takeaway that people should take to heart?
Spend time with your family. I think that's a very important aspect that a lot of kids our generation don't want to do because they don't see your parents as somebody that you should go and spend time with. But I think that that's something that I've definitely taken to heart is spending time with my parents.
Well, thank you so much, Lizzie. Like, I am so grateful for your time.
And last, but certainly not least, here's my interview with Bailey Laird, a freshman at UW Oshkosh.
When you heard that this thing was coming, right, that this was very real, COVID-19, what was your first thought?
Well, personally, I didn't think it was going to come to the U.S., to be honest. When this whole thing kind of broke out, I was thinking, oh, well, you know, it's like the flu. I didn't find it as serious. But then just the headlines kept increasing. And then all of a sudden, say, oh, hey, Italy's closed down. And, oh, great, now somebody in the U.S. has it. I'm like, okay, this is starting to get serious. And then once they said they had, like, 3 cases in Dane County and then, like, 2 in Milwaukee, I was like, okay, now it's only a matter of time until it reaches us. And then all of a sudden, Fond du Lac got, like, 3 cases, which is 15 minutes away from my campus, and then they just shut everything down.
What was the reaction on campus? Everything being shut down?
They were hesitant at first. They were aware of the situation, and they were keeping their eye out. But they're a bit strong-footed on the stance of just like, you know what, it's not here yet. We're still good. We're still fine. But then finally, they were starting to make some changes, and then the Fond du Lac stuff happened, and then immediately after we got the news of that night, our chancellor was like, hey, I'm going to email you tomorrow and let you know what's going on. And then they shipped us out like that weekend.
So did you have to move from campus? Were you staying on campus? Were you already off campus? What was your living situation like? A lot of students were thrown into a state of flux.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was still up on campus and I stayed one extra day. They wanted us out that Friday. But me and my dad both knew it was going to be a huge cluster of people on that Friday. So we just decided I'll stay the night, one more night, and I'll have an extra amount of time to pack. So we left that Saturday, and I just took everything. At the time, we didn't know if we were coming back or not. They just said, try to take everything home if you can, but you may be coming back, which wasn't very helpful for packing reasons. Within like a couple of days after we got sent home, they're like, yeah, you're not coming back up here until at least the fall.
Talk about kind of what life has been like online learning. Obviously at the college level, you might have used a Zoom or Skype or some sort of online service for a class, but how has it been moving everything to an online class?
A lot of my professors are forcing us to be on the computer, on our class time from like the normal school schedule, but they're not understanding the fact that it's like, oh, some of us are essential workers now, so some of us still have to work even if it's, you know, only a couple hours. It could be during our class time. A lot of us don't have an internet connection just at home, and a lot of us had to use the library, which is closed, and sometimes in cases the only way of contact we have with any of this class subjects or any of the professors is through our phone, and that's not always the greatest connection either. So I found it kind of difficult to both adapt to this new schedule because I felt more motivated and more active when I was on campus than moving everything into my bedroom where there's some easy distractions or there's my bed right behind me. I've also haven't been sleeping well either. So that's just a personal thing. So that just didn't help the transition either. And just personally, if they would stop doing the live lectures, I think it would be a lot easier for people.
I want to talk about something you said, which is just a huge point. Some, especially Gen Z, I'm a millennial, but especially in Gen Z, a lot of you are essential workers, right? Working at grocery stores or fast food places, maybe working part-time, like you said, a couple of hours a day to help supplement your income. Talk about that aspect. Are you an essential worker? Are you working part-time? Any people that you know who are doing so? Talk about your experience.
So personally, I am not an essential worker. My job that I am seasonal at is the movie theater in town. I miss it dearly. But they got shut down. We're not coming back. So I am kind of just out of a job at the moment. But a couple of my friends are. Some of them work at like Pick and Save or Festival. And it just sucks for them because I know most of them are in high school. So at the moment, they're getting assignments. But the high schools and the public schools have been just handling it by giving them assignments, but they're not grading anything.
You said that you weren't sleeping well, and I don't want to get, you know, too personal, but
yeah.
Talk about the mental health effects of this. I mean, your generation, specifically Gen Z, you're born after 9/11.
Yeah.
You go through the financial crisis with your parents as you're becoming young people. And then as you start going into college, you are hit with the biggest pandemic in 100 years. What have you noticed from not you, just your mental health, but your friends and other colleagues who are in your generation who are just like, what the heck?
Yeah, it's an adjustment. In terms of mental health, for me, sleeping personally, I'm more self-diagnosed. I don't have a real doctor's note or anything, but I've kind of noticed that I've had some insomniac tendencies. I can't fall asleep, and that was before college even started. But when I was at the dorm and all that, I was motivated. I had a schedule. I got up at the same time every day. And while it's not impossible for me to do that at home, it's just this whole thing has been such a massive shift. My generation's like mental health. I feel like a lot of people my age or even a little younger are handling this very poorly. And it's understandable when something like this just kind of hits out of nowhere. But a lot of them are so used to being able to go out anytime they want and go do whatever they want at all times that all of a sudden when they're forced inside, now they're like losing their mind thinking it's the apocalypse. And then they just resort to their phones and just complaining that they're bored. And I've just found that kind of annoying. But it's still the majority of people just piss me off in that way, pardon my French. But
no, be frank. I mean,
a lot of people just piss me off. I don't understand. And it's really not that difficult because half of these people who complain about being stuck inside, especially in our age group, don't go outside to begin with. They just stay inside and stay in their room anyway. So now it's just a mental thing of, oh, hey, now I'm forced to, so it sucks.
Is there something you'd want to say to the public about the seriousness of COVID-19 based on your experience?
Doctors aren't working for nothing. And although you may not agree with a lot of what the government says, this is honestly for your own safety. I know that the general targeting area of this outbreak is people like 65 and older or with very weak immune systems. That doesn't mean it won't be horrible to get it even if you're 18. It's not just the normal flu, and people just need to be a little more educated on what the actual pandemic is, how to prevent it, and just the simple fact of staying home. I know it's not great to be stuck inside, although I know a lot of people are just overly complaining for nothing, but I know a lot of people had like plans for when they came home and they found out they were just going to do school online. I know personally, I was going to get back to work again. I was going to be hitting the gym with my best friend every day. We were going to have like a whole schedule set up. And then after a couple of days, everywhere was shut down pretty much. Just be thankful for what you have at the moment. Just do your best to try to ration so you don't have to leave the house too much. And just wash your hands. It's simple as that. Stay inside. And then the sooner that we do that, the sooner this will blow over.
Bailey, unbelievable. Thank you so much for your time.
Another shout out to WGTD's own and Indian Trail student Natalie Lotha for helping to organize these interviews today. The show is archived on WGTD's website at wgtd.org. Just search Generation Now. Until next time, bye everybody.